Well, good morning, everybody. This is Mark. I'm the Prepper Guy, and today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Harnan County. First of all, we want to talk a little bit about some of the news and the commentary, and then who are these people that are occupying the refuge? And then we'll just go off on my typical unfocused rant about this issue. So stay tuned.
Hump day! Yeah!
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm the Prepper Guy, and this is a Prepper Guy podcast. In a world that's always changing and full of fear and confusion, and especially when it comes to prepping, I am a minimalist, and I like to be ready for anything that life may throw at us, whether it's bad, the end of the world, or just a flat tire on a deserted road. Alrighty, so we're talking about the news a little bit, and this won't really matter what form of media that we're talking about, whether it's the mainstream media or even a lot of the other media that we gather through numerous sources in our life. And it's not always about Oregon and what's going on there in Harney County. But if you watch news any time in your life and the media, most of them will tell you we're a commentary show. And so they're not like the news of your parents even and grandparents. Commentary is basically how someone feels about it. My show, you know, Prepper Guy podcast and my videos on YouTube, on the Prepper Guy channel are my commentary. And yeah, it's based on a lot of facts and stuff I look up, but it's still how I feel about what's going on there. Well, whether you're watching Fox or CNN, you're watching people tell you how they feel about it. They just have a more well-produced show, a lot better lighting and cameras and equipment, and they got the live satellites and all that. But there is no difference between what they're doing and Santilli out there in Oregon that's doing live feeds. Now, he's got some pretty nice equipment, but it's a little bit more chaotic. He's not going for the soundbite. Now, in the past, you would get news, and what news was somebody would be on scene. They would actually film what's going on. They would actually talk to maybe what they're calling the protesters. A real news anchor wouldn't call them protesters. He might just leave a label out of it to just get their opinion of what they are doing and why they are there. And then he would talk to the officials there and the judge, Grasty, the FBI guys, and he wouldn't put any label on them at all either. And then you could decide. You would watch it and gather the facts and watch what's going on and go, hey, I like these people or I like those people. And then it would be disseminated out into the commentary crowd that would start putting a spin on it. So if you look at commentary, it's opinion-based and it's not factual. And therefore, if it were really in a court of law and you were a jury, you would not be allowed to take that information and use it as your basis of a verdict. Because even judges, in real courts anyway, understand that commentary is no different than hearsay. And it's just a cameraman and an anchor sitting there going, what do you think's going on here? And then he gets it from the... We're just calling them protesters. And then he might talk to the FBI, and they're all official looking. And so he'd go, what do you think? And then he would sit there and go, well, you know, I'm kind of with you guys because these protesters, they look like a redneck bunch of hick hayseeds, kind of like the framers of the Constitution. You know, they were planters and farmers. Even John Adams had a farm, and he worked his land. Yes, he was a lawyer, but back then lawyers weren't the corrupt sharks that they are now, suing for every time somebody spills hot coffee in their lap. So this is, you know, what they call spin. And you need to be aware that if you're watching any show, no matter who it is, whether it's a comedy news show or Bill O'Reilly or Anderson Cooper, they are commentary. They are not true news like you would have gotten 20, 30, 40 years ago. And it's kind of subtle, and most people don't realize that it's even happening. And so your grandparents might watch the news now and sit there and go, well, I always watched ABC, and you know, so-and-so, he was a good news anchor. And so they don't see this slide in the commentary because they're older and they're working. They had a life. They raised a family. They busted their butt every day. And so they would just come home and get their maybe hour of news, and they trusted that it wasn't commentary, and nobody ever said, this isn't news, this is commentary. So that would be like calling The View a news program. It's not. It's a commentary program. So that's why it's dangerous in America. Only if we, the people, aren't paying attention and knowing the difference, because it's fine to watch commentary. I watch a lot of commentary. I just disagree with them wholeheartedly most of the time. So let's take a look back and kind of see, you know, what are those occupying the refuge? Who are they? What are they? Are they really protesters? Are they a bunch of troublemakers? Or are they kind of self-elected delegates going to represent, you know, the people of that county? Well, only you can decide, and I'm not going to put my commentary on it, but we the people have the right to gather and assemble and to get a redress of issues. And I think we have the right to not be threatened and coerced. So I've been watching some of the live feeds from Pete Santilli, and I like them because it's just being a fly on the wall. Yes, he puts his thoughts in it, but he's more of a true news anchor than some of these yahoos on these other big networks, because he just asks real questions, he lets them answer, and then when they walk away, he doesn't sit there and go, what a loon. So I like being a fly on the wall and watching that, because it really helps me get a clearer picture of who the players are. Now, I've seen the FBI's actions, and they're nothing but being arrogant, pushy, and basically rude, as most federal agencies are, because they think they are in charge of you. They think you're their servant, and they're the master. It's like playing ball with your little dog. You know, they'll sit there and growl and stuff, but you can always take it away from them. You're bigger, and that's how they treat us. Like little dogs, and they're letting us chew on this bone and play, keep away with them. But the reality is, they know they can take it at any time. Even if the dog runs, they can go, hey, stop, freeze. And the dog will usually stop if it's a well-mannered dog. And then they can just take the ball. And that's how these federal agents are looking at this. It's like, hey, this is our ball, and we're just letting you play with it. Well, as an American, I don't like that. I don't like being treated like a dog or a serf or a slave or a servant. So I'm more happy to call them delegates. And protesters are fine, but, you know, you can call them protesters, but that usually has a little bit more of a negative connotations, because the protests we've seen in Ferguson and stuff like that, Occupy Wall Street, it's just never pretty. Of course, they get a real pass from the news, don't they? It's like all of a sudden they can be the most violent, crazy people on planet Earth. And the media is just like, oh, isn't that nice? They're really upset about this. And yeah, that's why they burned the police cars. And that's why they broke into the stores, because those stores represent capitalism. And so you have to, as an American citizen, you actually have to really pay attention to what's being fed to you, because if you think that they're not poisoning the porridge, you could be in for a real rude awakening. So I was listening to Mr. Pete Santilli's show, and he was talking about the judge, Steve Grasty, there in that county. And if you haven't been paying attention, you should watch his live update for the 22nd of January, because they really go into some of the overarching corruption of this judge and his brother, Brent Grasty, that, you know, they own land that they've signed over to the federal government. Not that they don't own it. They just let them use it, and they got $70,000+ for this little project. They changed the Oregon state law to where their little bit of property can never be touched by the BLM. Some of the stuff they're doing would just make a really great movie about corruption, and you know, like the show Standing Tall or something, to where someone needs to go in and take a baseball bat to some of these evil players and straighten it out. Now, that wouldn't be a call to action. I'm just talking about a movie and how it had to be resolved. So the sheriff is basically on the payroll of this judge, even though he's not getting a check. They found documents to show that the federal government and the BLM has paid volunteers $70,000 to come and, you know, make all these waves. Now, if you're a volunteer, you're not getting paid for it. So this is corruption, and it's hard to see because it's so covered up and hidden in these little backdoor deals. But you know it's there because when you question the fact is, why is a judge from a small county in Oregon contacting or having the senator, I think that's who it was, from that state contacting this little judge about what's going on instead of talking to the sheriff? And, you know, we've seen this over and over and over, and this is where it gets into to slanted biased commentary from the news. Just recently in San Bernardino, who were the spokesmen on the news? Well, it's the chief of police. It was the FBI guys. Now, the sheriff's office was there, but they just seemed to be running around like fetching coffee or something, even though they do all the work and they have the authority. So we, the American people, look at that and go, huh, I guess the people really in charge are the chief of police because he's hired, not elected. He's an appointed official by the mayor. And so you think he has more credibility than the sheriff of that county. And it's not that they ever say it. They just show it through misdirection. If you're an American and you understand things, then you know the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer. When the Supreme Court talks about sheriffs, they call them basically CLEOs, C-L-E-O, in their court documents. I mean, it's a title that is not just made up. It actually exists. They are chief law enforcement officers of a county. And that's been recognized by all the justices in the Supreme Court going way back. I mean, hundreds of years before even the Constitution was written and drafted, the oath of a sheriff and what a sheriff did for his people was well known. And it's an honored oath for probably close to 1,000 years. So they should not be slighted, but the news likes cheapening their standing in a community by these little tactics of just not showing them on the news or putting it in movies to where, you know, in come the big federal boys and they're like, hey, we have jurisdiction of this, stand down. Well, if you're talking to a chief of police, well, then maybe, because they're just a hired person. But if the sheriff gets involved, he can sit there and go, no, not at all. I'm in charge of this, and I will allow you to do certain things and use your mass amount of resources to help us get to the bottom of this. And you can actually gather information outside of my county that I legally can't do, and you can bring that to bear in this case so we can figure it out. But the FBI doesn't like sharing their sandbox. So instead of going, oh, that would be a great idea, Sheriff John Doe, here's all the information we have, they just sit there and go, well, if you're not going to let us be the guy in charge, then we're leaving. You're on your own. We won't help you at all. Well, that doesn't help anyone, does it? I mean, it helps their arrogant opinion of themselves, but it really doesn't help the people of that county get justice and get it figured out, get the crime solved. So that's what you need to be watching in the news. If you're going to watch news and commentary, you need to understand what it is and what it is not. And you can't just sit there and go, oh, look at that. They must be in charge because they're the ones walking around with all this cool looking equipment. And they say, it says FBI, and the news isn't talking to anybody except them. Well, the sheriff in Harney County has rolled over. He's, you know, most of the time can be found under his desk and wetting his pants because he, I guess, is under the thumb of this judge and other players in this county. And it doesn't have anything to do with the Hammonds. It just has to do with control of land and control of people through backdoor deals and under the table operations. And it's more for the lining of the pockets of a few wealthy people in that county more than it ever had to do with the Hammonds. The Hammonds just wouldn't sell their land and therefore got squished. Now they still haven't sold their land, and good for them. And we, the people, should maybe gather money to help them fight this and pay any fines or legal fees so they don't end up having to sell their land. Personally, if I was the Hammonds and I had to sell my land and I couldn't get fairness, I would sell it to somebody else for a dollar that would be untouchable. I could sell it to someone I know from another country or a trust and bury it so deep nobody would ever find it. But they're above the law, these the Hammonds and stuff, and they're not above the law, but they're law abiding, and they're not trying to pull any shenanigans because they probably don't even know the corruption laying underneath their feet. And that's usually what happens to people. You get put together and framed and cheated by people you don't even know. Maybe you pissed them off in the sixth grade, or maybe they're just someone that don't like you because you have a good life and, but you don't have all the money and the trappings of all that great life. And they just think you're beneath them, and they just don't like you because you won't play ball with them. Well, F their ball game, far as I'm concerned. But all of a sudden, you're put in a position that's been planned out for maybe years to where you have to act in a way or go to jail. So this happens every day. It's called conspiracy, and it's not a conspiracy theory. I've talked about conspiracy theories, and if you and I get together and talk about robbing a Circle K for 3 candy bars, that's a conspiracy. People go to jail every day for conspiring to rob a bank, conspiring to defraud their employer, conspiring to defraud or take money from their customers or their workers. See, the word conspiracy isn't one of those words like witchcraft that doesn't exist in real life. It may, if you believe in that. But no, conspiracy is a little bit more of a real and upfront thing that you can actually see in court every day, a conspiracy charge somewhere. So these are conspiracies. People get together and they conspire to do something, whether it's medium bad or terribly bad. And then all of a sudden you fall into that trap, and it looked like solid ground until you fell through. And now you're in a position to where you have to ask somebody to help get you out of it. And then they're like, well, I'm not going to help you get out of it unless you sign this over, or you do that, or you give me your lunch money at school. Either way, it's wrong. This is not how America was set up. So I put together a video out there, kind of a call to action, not a call to arms, because that's a whole different thing, because words have meaning. A call to action for older vets, disabled vets, VFWs and such, to maybe get together and get coordinated and get some of these older vets out there, maybe even in uniform, and stand with these people there at the Bundys and just show up from day to day, different VFWs. Let the American people see that your grandparents and maybe even your parents, if you're older, are standing as veterans that had fought once before for liberty, or standing with these people that are once again fighting for liberty. Because if you think it's about anything other than property rights and liberty and the Constitution, you are sorely misguided. So I would like to see the older vets out there. I'd like to see a van of VFW, retired veterans, disabled veterans, out there with these young guys fighting for liberty and trying to get their rights restored in that county. And I think the imagery would be great. I think it would be hard for the FBI just to SWAT team them and go in there and guns a-blazing. If you had a lot of old vets out there, I don't think it would play well, because they learned their lesson when they had the shutdown of government and they closed all these memorials that require nobody to be there working, because it's just a bunch of concrete out in the middle of a park with a bunch of names on it. But no, they shut it down just to be dicks. And people were pretty upset. And I think the imagery looked real bad. Unfortunately, they played that card to make the people that actually wanted a fiscal sound government, and shut the government down, to look, they wanted them to look bad, so they did all these stupid things. The reality is, if you don't balance your checkbook, you're going to go broke. And that's all that the shutdown was trying to cut costs and curb the hemorrhaging of the American financial situation that we're in. So I think that imagery would be great. Now, I was going to do, and I still am, and I guess I'll do it right here. I want to do a call to action to younger people, too. I don't know what generation they call you. I always thought generational naming was kind of offensive in a way, you know, to call them the Generation X and Generation Slouch and whatever. But if you're a millennial or whatever, however you fit into that, and if you don't feel it's offensive, how about you folks out there that are internet savvy? You understand SEO. You understand how to get your videos watched. You understand and know how to make something go viral. Why don't you throw some support out there? Grab some good videos. Grab some good content. Throw it up there and just make that go viral. Shove it down the throat of the government. Now, you might be asking, well, why? What do I got against the government? Well, like I said, this is a fight for liberty and property rights. The original Constitution stated that we have the right for life, liberty, and property. So you can protect any one of those three with the Second Amendment if you must. So you have a right to your life, to be alive, to not be unjustly killed. Your liberty, which is what this is, your values and how you want to live your life any way you choose, and your property, which may be your business. It's just not the dirt you stand on or the four walls you call your home. No, your property is your thoughts. That's called intellectual property. Your papers, you know, your notes that are copyrighted and protected by law because that's property. You can protect much of your property through legal maneuvers, you know, like copyrights and patents and stuff. Well, those are called property and protections of your intellectual property or your physical property. So have you ever stopped and thought, who owns the internet? Well, you and I. I was around when the internet was just getting going. Now, I wasn't into it when it was just used as text documents, you know, being transferred here and there through colleges and stuff. But the internet was created, not like Al Gore says, by him. He didn't invent the internet. He's just a douche. But we the people, through government and through phone companies and through all these IP systems and stuff, we the people created that. Whether it was through the taxes we were paying on our phone service when we, you know, got old dial-up connections and stuff, and we registered our domain names through the IP and all that. It was done by people, and that was their intellectual property. And the government really didn't fund it or anything other than step aside and say, this is a great form of communication. And the military has their own internet to get information back and forth on a different level because there's radio and there's smoke signals and all that. But the government didn't just say, we think this internet is great. We're going to build it. We're going to lay all the phone lines. We're going to set up all these servers. And then we're just going to hand it over to a bunch of people to just do whatever they want. We don't care. We just built this for you. Here, we built you a mansion and you can just move in and live in it. No, it wasn't done that way. It was by phone companies and private individuals that put their money, whether they were a big company that they believed in it, that was their property. So the rights were granted maybe to do a lot of things by a government, just like the government granted land rights for the railroads. But those railroads were built by individuals, and they were granted the land to put their railroads through, and they still own that land, not the government. The railroads own that land. And then in exchange for that right of way, they put their own money into it. They hired the thousands of people that laid the track and dynamited the mountains and did the surveying. That was them. That was their company. And they were railroad men. And you can call them all a bunch of barons and jerkweeds, but you know, that would be the same as calling the people that created the internet a bunch of barons and robbers. No, it was a bunch of good people trying to do something to get goods or commerce from one side of the nation to the other, any more than getting information from one part of the world to the other. It's the internet. It was built by you and me. We still fund it through our payments to hosting and all that. There's taxes on that that go to the government, but it's not like it's a lease that we're paying the government for all the great things they did for us. No, it's just their VIG. It's their portion they want to skim off the top, and because they can tax, then they want to tax you. So that's what that fee is for. It's not, you know, paying a royalty for the government to create the internet. I mean, you know, look shit up. So the reason I'm calling out you folks and calling to action and to get things going viral is because, see, this fight is for government overreach and to stop it, and for property rights. And the internet is your property. We've heard them talk about a kill switch on the internet. We've heard them talk about restricting it through the FCC and all these measures to slow your roll. Because if they deem that your product and the way you're selling it and your marketing funnel and your mailings are a little bit offensive, they'll just shut you down. And they will do it overnight. And you won't even know. You'll just wake up in the morning and all of a sudden your royalty checks, your affiliate checks are just going to stop rolling in. They might even seize your accounts. How would you like that? That'd be great, wouldn't it? Don't you love Bernie Sanders? So think about these things. This is your intellectual property going through an internet that is also your property. You have every right to use it, and they want to shut it down. They want to have the ability to monitor it and put their microscope up your keyboard's butt to just see exactly what you're saying. And if they don't like it, click, boom, boom, out goes the internet. Now, you probably think, well, that really can't happen, can it? Well, in China, they monitor the internet, they censor it, because they're a socialist country. A lot of these socialist countries monitor the internet. They censor it, and they don't allow people to use it in a free exchange of ideas and opinions. And you just don't have internet service. So if you're all excited and you got a tingle running up your leg for Bernie Sanders, who's talking about socialism, then you're an idiot, and I'm not talking to you. Because you don't have to look at Bernie Sanders' record. You can go back in history and see that socialism leads to communism. And in spite of the wonderful pie they're saying they're going to bake you, it turns out poisoned, and you usually end up eating it in an oven. So I'm not talking to you people. I don't care about people that are so shallow and naive and misdirected and so unable to crack open a book or to Google something that you would vote for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. I'm not talking to you. And I'm really not even excited about the Republican candidates either, because see, I think all politicians, all of them, are out to screw you and me, to screw us out of our property, to screw us out of our livelihood, and basically to skim every freaking dollar out of this country and collapse it. So I don't care about them either. I'm just saying Hillary and Bernie Sanders are saying straight up, we are socialists and words matter. And that's what they're telling you they're going to do. So if you haven't listened to my podcast on socialism, the nightmare that it is, or you haven't read or Googled socialism and the 8 steps that socialists talk about to overthrow a nation, then you're asleep. You're probably not even listening to this, and you probably don't even care what's going on in America. Unfortunately, you will probably run out and vote, and that's the problem. So pay attention. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just trying to say wake up, because tomorrow when you wake up and the next day when you wake up and then you vote for that happy camper that told you life is great and wonderful and awesome, and I'm gonna help you feather your nest, you'll be great. There'll be no more capitalist pigs running around. Everything will be run by the government for the people. Well, that terminology was used in Russia during the communist days with the Bolsheviks and the czars, you know, the people, the people's republic of this, the people's factory, the people's internet. Well, if it's the people's, then can't the people decide how it gets run? No. We do this for you because you people are really too fucking dumb, really, to know what we're talking about. So you just go to work in the job we've provided for you. Yeah, but I don't like being a farmer. I studied SEO. I'm an IT guy. I built some of the most successful websites in the world. Well, that doesn't exist anymore because we run that. So you just go back to farming for the people. And then if you argue, they're going to sit there and go, you don't like the people. And all the people are mad at you because they're so brainwashed. So if that's what you want, great. You'll probably get it. You know, watch the Hunger Games. That is socialism on steroids and communism. So if you want to live in District 9 or District 7, all your people are in lumber. We don't feel represented. Well, we're going to have Hunger Games. Oh, well, if that's the world you want to live in, great. I mean, it's an awesome movie. It's fun to watch. So are zombie movies. It's not reality, and it's not a world I want to live in. But if you do, then, you know, vote for those people. Don't do your homework. Don't study. Don't learn. Just follow the lemmings off the cliff and then sit there and go, well, what happened? See, because your life is about your choices, and that's how you are judged as a person. And if your choices are just blown in the wind and you just go wandering off a cliff like all the other lemmings, then God or whoever's just going to look at you and go, what a waste of oxygen. So you need to be involved. And I'm not saying this to offend anyone, but if it offends you, then you know you're that person. And I'm not really talking to you. I'm talking at you, but not to you. So you go ahead and you know, do that. So this is the people I'm asking to call to action. The people that know that the internet is your property. Your business that you built on the internet through weeks, months, and years of just diligently dredging through the information to get your videos viral, to get your emails out there, to get an email list so you can sell your product that you spent time on trying to build, or even if it's a product that someone else makes and you just sell it through an affiliate market, or you buy thousands of them from another country and then you have them sold on Amazon. That's something you built. You don't tell everyone how you did it because that's a trade secret, and that is your intellectual property, and they will take it. And when you cry about it like the Bundys and the Hammonds, everyone will laugh at you because you're just silly, but you will be broke. You will have lost your intellectual property. So this fight in Oregon is for your internet property, your intellectual property. It is an overreach. And if they can do it there in that big arena to where everyone's watching LAN and BLM, they can do it in your little world that no one will even see, because you'll wake up and it's just off because you piss someone off. And you can sit there and go, well, then Mark, geez, that's a really good point. Maybe I should just shut up about this. Well, when the 800-pound gorilla walks into the room, you can be quiet. But when he's done tearing everyone's arms off, he's still going to find you and tear your arms off too. So it might be better to try to keep that gorilla out of the room. And then if some of his littler monkeys find you, you might have a chance of fighting for it. But you know what? If you go out there and you make a stand and you get a following and you get support from those people you're supporting, maybe when the gorilla comes in trying to get you because you're the one that opened your mouth, they'll stand with you, because that's how it works. See, you get my back, I got yours. And maybe if you make a big enough point to get people to realize that your intellectual property is just as important as the dirt on the Hammonds Ranch, then people will stand with you too. And you'll have a group of people that go, you're right. And then when you wake up one morning or during a week of crazy events because some agency out there you've never heard of don't like you and they're shutting you off and you're losing money, your people will come and stand with you. So get involved. This is America. It's not a ranch in Oregon. It's not a little website on the internet. It's America. This is where you live. This is how you make your living. It's how the Hammonds made their living, through ranching. Nobody seems to give a shit. They're like, well, if you go broke, oh, well. Harney County used to be the richest county in Oregon through ranching. And then about 50, 60 years ago, all of a sudden, the BLM and all these stupid wildlife refugees and bullshit programs started coming along. And I guess the big players were smart enough to go, ah, this is inevitable. I guess I'll just see if I can make a buck on it. And now you got a guy like Judge Grassley that's been a player for years and years and decades. He's making money off the screwing of his constituents. So it's America. Whether it's the years of toil and networking and learning CEO and all these tricks just to get your videos watched to where now you get a check, to get your product bought, well, that's worth fighting for too. And all of it is about property and liberty. Because see, if you own a restaurant, then that's your right. That's your liberty. That's your freedom. And you're working your ass off. And then the government bureaucrat, unelected, not even of your state or county, comes in and says, hey, I'm with the food blah, blah, blah police. And we don't think that's safe what you're doing. If you don't comply, we will shut you down. Well, they just stole your livelihood, didn't they? Because what if you can't comply? Oh, well, now you're out of business, huh? Didn't they steal your income, your livelihood? Yeah, they did. You can look at it any way you want. But they stole your livelihood through a set of policies and shit that happens in Washington, D.C. on the federal level. And then they write some vague law. It's so vague that no one knows how to interpret it. And then they pass it down to the states. And then the states look at it and go, oh, well, we can do this and we can do that. And we interpret it this way. So John Doe over here with his internet website, we think he's just a manipulative marketeer. We're going to shut him down if he doesn't do this. So they come to you and say, do this or else. And you go, well, I can't do that. Why would I do that? It's not how I run my business. And they go, okay, well, if you don't comply in 20 days, we're shutting you off. Well, see, that's when your sheriff, the first person you call should be your sheriff and go, hey, I was just visited by some puke that's telling me this. And through force of law and a gun, he's saying he's going to shut me off. You're elected to protect my rights, and I feel this is a violation of my rights. And he should immediately step in and throw those bureaucrats out of his county, even if those bureaucrats are from the state. Because see, how it really works is the feds were set up by the states. So the states are mommy and daddy. That's why I always fly my state flag on top, because we created it. And if I really gave a shit about the chain of command, I would have my family flag on top of that. So follow this. The states got together, the 13 originally, and created out of thin air a federal government and said, this is all you can do. And it became what it was. It became real. It became alive, whatever you want to call it, by the action of the states. The people got together originally and created their community called the state and allowed that group of delegates to create the federal government. So there is no more superior individual on planet Earth, as far as America is concerned, than the citizen. And it's that straight. And they can push you around all they want. And if you don't stand, you're that nut job over there that just went crazy. Ha ha ha. Let's make a funny video about him. But see, him, you, the greatest minority, the loudest minority, should be the individual. And if all those minority individuals get together, they become the majority. And they petition the government for statehood. And the government was petitioned by the states to become, you know, individual states back then. And they all got together because of all the individual people and said, let's form a more perfect union. And after reading 700 years of documentation, because the Constitution of the United States isn't new. It was from the Constitution in England, the Magna Carta, all these things. They got together and they said, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. We'll use that, not this. They tweaked it and fine-tuned it based on years of history and study. And they said, the reason this didn't work was because of that. Let's put a check and balance in there. And then in the twinkle of an eye, a federal government was created. And they have no effing authority other than what is outlined in the Constitution. And when we get our state sovereignty back and our human rights back and our individual sovereignty back, every problem you've seen on the internet goes away. Every little whining person is now taken care of. So LGBT community or whatever, the gay and lesbians, they would have never had to even cry about becoming married if the Constitution was being followed and the states were following what the people want. But no, they had to go to the federal government and go, we need you to bring your big club over here and beat some sense into the state. And now, all of a sudden, people think the federal government has anything to do with who you marry, because it doesn't, never did, and neither does the state. You can marry whoever you want. Go to your pastor, whether he's legal or licensed or checked out by the government or not, and be with your soulmate. Well, we can't have that shit going on now, can we? Let's make all these rules that they can't own joint property. They can't do this. They can't do that. If they're married, then they can't. Oh, okay, that gives a lot of power to this whole marriage institution, and then we got control. Well, simply, if you want to be with someone, you can. Marriage is a religious principle. It had nothing to do with the federal government or the Constitution. Marriage in many cultures is totally different than other cultures. I don't see why people that turned their back on God wanted God to sanction their marriage. Oh, wait a minute. They don't believe in God. Oh, so they wanted the state to sanction their marriage. Oh, well, now that affects me. See, now you've screwed shit up. So gay people could get married. They could just have their online pastor marry them. And then if they want their property rights, then you set up a trust. I mean, married people should do that anyway, unless they're morons. You could do all this stuff. And so they go, well, that's not going to work because we don't have control of them enough. Let's see to it that hospitals won't let them in unless they're married. You know, unless they've got the ruler's seal on their marriage certificate, that little wax ring print, which has now become an embossed seal. And we'll make it so difficult for the hospitals to get funding or anything that they'll do what we say. So you go in to see your soulmate and the hospital's like, are you married? Well, no. Well, then you can't be here. But I've been with this person this whole lot. Well, if you're not family or married, F you, get out. And then we sit there and go, well, these insurance companies are screwed up. No, insurance companies wouldn't care. Shit, if I wanted to insure my dog and say it was my horse, they don't care. It's like, oh, cool, sell you another policy. I mean, if you're on the internet and you sell stuff, you don't really care why they buy it, do you? They want it, sell it to them. That's an insurance company. Well, then the federal government goes, well, we gotta stick our nose in that. We got to get control of these people. You can't do this and can't do that. Okay. Well, that's how it works anyway. So I won't go down that rabbit hole any further. So think about the shit they're telling you. Think about how it washes over you day to day. You watch a commercial and little Johnny's eating healthy because see, he's out in the front yard in the sunshine eating vegetables. Oh, isn't that good? See? So you automatically assume that that's healthy for you. But if you've never read any books on nutrition and what you're just believing a big corporate greedy bastard, because that's what everyone calls them anyway, right? That's selling you big pharma products or big meat products or big whatever products. They're using imagery to sell shit to you. And then as you grow up, as you watch Dora the Explorer and all those things, Sesame Street, there's little things in there that are semantically wrong, constitutionally wrong. Maybe not malicious, but it's based on how they grew up and now they're the adults making the program and they think it's that way. And so over the years, it slowly changes people's mindset and they think that Dora the Explorer is real and lions actually talk to sheep and the lions actually protect the sheep. No, sheepdogs protect sheep. Shepherds protect sheep. Lions don't sit there and talk to each other and go, we got to stop this from happening. But you might think so when you grow up. So that's how it all works. I'm asking you to get involved because the media is commentary. And if you didn't know the difference, now you do. Commentary is opinion. So let me clarify a few things for you because I was watching some videos from, I think her name is Chris Ann Hall, constitutional lawyer, exceedingly brilliant. She said that the Supreme Court does not make law. And I was like, what? I always thought they did. Nope. See, the legislature makes law. Congress and the Senate make law. The Supreme Court issues opinions. Wow, I got one of those. Don't you? Yeah, we all have opinions. That's about how much weight it carries. They send their opinion off and the lawmakers go, this then in their opinion, that's not constitutional. We won't do it. Okay, fine. And so Who issues rulings? Kings issue rulings. So when they say the Supreme Court ruled, that's not true. They sent out their opinion. they heard a case and they said, in our opinion, this is not constitutional. In our opinion, it is constitutional. Well, it's just an opinion. And then the lawmakers go, we're going to make it a law that every state has to allow this form of marriage. Okay, whatever. That's a federal law. The state can look at it and go, well, that's Jim Dandy, but we don't care about the court's opinion and we're not going to follow it. And then the federal guys go, oh, okay, well, we can't really make you because we're just not that many. And so states can live their lives the way they choose. The federal guys in Oregon at Kearney County have no constitutional authority to be there. They have no authority to be there. And if someone gets shot, they have overstepped their authority and they should be held accountable because they're not supposed to be there. Now, a bunch of corrupt people might say they can be there, just like your crazy crackhead neighbor might say, well, I say I can come take your TV. Oh, well, good. Come and try. So that's about how stupid it is. But the reality is the ultimate authority comes from you and I. And that's why them protesters are there. They haven't burned anything down. They haven't violated anyone's rights. They haven't destroyed public or any other property. They've used some of the equipment, which they paid for, by the way, because they live there and their taxes paid for that shit. And if my taxes paid for any of that equipment they're using, hey, they have my blessing. Go ahead and use it. I paid for part of it. Go ahead. So the people are standing and they're not burning. They're not beheading. They haven't burnt half the city down and robbed all the liquor stores. And meanwhile, the FBI is in there shutting down airspace now, overrunning the hospital with triage and more orders just in case there's a gunfight. Well, who has said anything about a gunfight other than the FBI, the feds? Because no one else has, you know, said, well, we're going to kill you. No one else has shut down the airport, shut down the schools, shut down the roads. No, that's the federal boys doing that. The protesters just showed up and said, hey, look over here. Listen, come listen to what we're saying. And then they showed up. And then all of a sudden, everybody started calling them bad names. So some of their friends showed up with guns, which is kind of like any Western I'd ever seen. So the FBI guys were there first with their guns. Oh, man, they had a show of force out there. They got guns. They got big black vehicles and armored transports, and they won't talk to anybody. But if a reporter walks up to the FBI and goes, hey, we'd like to ask you some questions, they go, talk to that guy over there. We had a media briefing already. All the information you need to know is right there in that briefing. Well, I'd like to ask you some other questions. Everything you plebs need to know is in that document. Shut up and read it. And if you have any other questions, go pound sand. See, that's the federal government's way of saying how much they care. Now, you can go talk to the Bundys and the protesters there all you want. I've seen news feeds there all constantly. Hey, what about this? Well, we're trying to do this and that. Well, have you had a chance to talk to the FBI guys? No, they won't talk to us yet. I mean, they talk at us, but they haven't talked to us. Oh, okay. Can we come look around? Sure. Welcome in. Go to the FBI. Can we come on in and see? No, this is all private. This is us. You can't go past this blockade. That's sensitive equipment in there. You can't be recording that. We're all in there eating donuts and doing important shit. You can't come in there and record us. We're the federal boys. Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to go talk to the protesters. Hey, protester, can I have a cup of coffee? Sure, there's coffee over there. Some donuts over there. Can I interview so-and-so? I think he's out on the ranch, but when he comes back, sure you can. Oh, okay. You guys are really evil. Yeah, I know. In fact, when you're interviewing that guy, we're going to cook some children and have a barbecue. Would you like to join us? No, that's what they do in the Middle East. No. So you're being told shit is going on that it's not. You're being told the people of that community are upset at the protesters for being there. You're being told all this. And I'm sure that some of the unaware people in that community are upset because all this is going on because now their airspace has been shut down. Their roads are being blocked. A bunch of people are showing up and they don't like it. Well, who shut the airspace down? Oh, that was the FBI. Yeah, but they only did that because those protesters are over there. Oh, really? Because every time I've seen protesters for the EPA running around, running amok and blocking roads and stuff, that was them doing that. This is the federal boys doing that. And your sheriff, who should be able to say, hey, open this road, free up our airspace. What the F are you doing? No, he's there being a douche. So that's my take on commentary. I hope you got something out of it. It's also my call to action for you, older veterans. I'd like to see you out there changing the imagery in a positive way and standing with these Minutemen, these militias, these delegates from the people out there in Harnett County. I think it'd be hard for the FBI to just start shooting at a bunch of retired veterans. They might if they're a bunch of young bucks carrying guns and looking all big and bad, because that's just two dogs that won't back down. But you get some common sense in there, I think that would really change the dynamic of a possible explosive situation. But that's up to you. You younger people, you people that are savvy, I'm calling on you to help get this out there, to maybe watch some videos on true freedom and liberty, and then get the good points out there and go, hey, I just learned that they're actually trying to screw me. I thought you were my friend, and when you were spending the night, you were robbing my house. I thought you were my friend. Then all of a sudden it becomes clear, doesn't it, who your friends are. So learn, help, be involved. It's your country. It's your property. So get involved, people. This is America. This is my involvement. I rant and rave and bitch until people roll their eyes. So does Pete Santini, Chris Ann Hall, a lot of good people out there putting out truth, and then you can disseminate it. And then there's a lot of bad people out there putting out lies and demanding that you accept it. That's the difference. So there you have it. Hope you have a wonderful day. And if you don't stand for America and freedom, property rights, your rights, you don't learn the fact that we have all the rights and the federal government was granted a set of rules they must follow, not the other way around. If we don't take a stand, and eventually maybe not this situation, but another explodes, the economy collapses, then these people go and take us to war with some innocuous enemy that never did nothing to us, like Russia, who's been our ally in wars. Russia never has really ever, that I can think of, been to war with us. I mean, like, you know, war, like missiles going back and forth and shit. No, they never killed anybody. So if they take us to war with Russia or whatever, because they're just feeding us shit, and then there's the economy collapses, so they go, oh, let's go to war. That always stops the people. Let them eat war cake. Then they'll quit yelling at us, because we really are the ones that effed this all up. So either stand, learn, and defend, or kneel and do as they tell you. And as one of the founders once said, you know, I hope that the chains of bondage lay lightly on your neck. You know, basically to that, to where once you become a slave, I hope it's not too inconvenient for you, because that's the road you're on. So when that day comes, if not enough people get engaged and become patriots, become Americans, become involved, well, then everything's going to hit the fan. And when that day comes, enjoy the apocalypse.